This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Manda Savchenko, in for Adorna Migade, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul likely isn't going to take any action against hospitals in Chicago that have stopped gender care surgeries. A few months ago, Lurie Children's Hospital and Northwestern Memorial Hospital stopped transgender surgeries for people younger than 19. That's after an executive order from President Trump threatened to cut federal funding. Raoul is a Democrat, and he has said hospitals can't discriminate against patients because of their gender identity. But he tells WBZ it would be hard to make a case against the hospitals.
I don't look at Lurie or Northwestern as a bad actor here. You can't said to be acting discriminatory when the federal government is holding a gun to your head.
His office has received dozens of letters from families and advocates asking him to help resume surgeries. The first major English language award celebrating fiction works by women and non-binary writers in North America has announced its shortlist. The Carol Shields Prize for Fiction has five fiction writers on its shortlist. Three are from the United States and two are from Canada. Some of the titles include Pale Shadows by Dominique Fortier, translated by Rhonda Mullins, and Code Noir by Kinesia Lubrin. The winner will receive $150,000 and a five-night stay at Fogo Island Inn. The winner will be announced at a ceremony on May 1st at the Chicago History Museum. The Art Institute is showcasing the work of Frida Kahlo in a new exhibition titled Frida Kahlo's Month in Paris, A Friendship with Mary Reynolds. It's the first time ever the Art Institute has an exhibition exploring the work of the Mexican painter. Caitlin Haskell is with the Art Institute of Chicago. She told WBZ's Reset that the exhibit was sparked by a recent discovery.
We were reading Kahlo's letters, and we were just so inspired at that moment. We thought we need to tell this story now because it's so incredible. It hasn't been told before, and really the Art Institute is the only place that could do it.
The exhibition features 100 objects, including Kahlo's self-portraits, Reynolds' book bindings, and letters. Haskell says the works highlight their shared surrealist influences. The exhibit runs through July 13th. A new movie called Eric LaRue opens in select theaters today. It originally came out of a tiny Chicago theater. It's brought to life on the big screen by Academy Award-nominated actor Michael Shannon. Shannon is a founding ensemble member of Chicago's Red Orchid Theater. It was there that Eric LaRue, about the aftermath of a school shooting, had its stage premiere in 2002. So, after Shannon agreed to direct the movie adaptation, he knew he wanted to include Red Orchid actors on screen.
I just wanted to pay homage to the fact that this came from Red Orchid, and I just was delighted with the work that they all did. I was so proud of them and proud of our company.
The film, which stars Judy Greer, opens today at the Gene Siskel Film Center. Some other quick things you should know about today. Democratic attorneys general in 19 states, including Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, are suing over President Donald Trump's attempt to reshape elections across the U.S. They call it an unconstitutional invasion of the state's clear authority to run their own elections. The lawsuit filed Thursday is the fourth against the executive order issued a week ago. It seeks to block key aspects, including new requirements that people provide documentary proof of citizenship when registering to vote, and a demand that all mail ballots be received by Election Day. The lawsuit says forcing such changes on the states violates the broad authority the Constitution gives to states to set their own election rules. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson called the Trump administration's threat yesterday to pull some federal funding from school districts that have diversity programs an affront. He said the time is now for the state and city to prepare in the face of these threats. CPS gets about $400 million a year in the type of federal funding that is being targeted by Trump. The Chicago Cubs will play in their home opener at Wrigley Field today after a long stretch of away games to start the season. First pitch against the San Diego Padres today is set for 1:20. The question will be if they can finish the game before the rain rolls in. Today's weather will be partly cloudy with scattered afternoon showers and a high of 49. Tonight we'll have rain and a low of 42. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a slight chance of morning rain and a high around 50. I'm Anna Savchenka. Thanks for listening.